brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are being domesticated. We are going into bondage and slavery. 30% of the public or so are useful idiots who think they're about to get something free. Now they'll wonder why they can't get jobs and go on welfare. To see the criminals celebrating and laughing when they know full well what they've done makes me become extremely angry. And that's normal. That's natural. When UT loses a football game, something like 15% of Austin the next day doesn't even go into work. They get depressed. You should get depressed about becoming a dependent of a bunch of criminal scum. We have lawless criminal scum running our government. And a lot of moron Republicans are thinking, oh good, our people will get elected now. When have you seen Republicans repeal anything these Democrats do? You better let the scumbag Republicans know that they got a pledge. I'm going to talk about solutions coming up. But it's a normal response to have the government take over your health care and tell you what type of health care you can have and who you got to buy it from. This is worse than Europe's socialism. This is rapism. This is scamism. This is piracy. This is fraud. This is robbery. And the way it was passed, everything else, it's just... Now I've had a chance to really read over the latest version, the final version that Barry Sotaro, his real name is Barry Sotaro. The issue isn't even the birth certificate. It's that he has a fake name, Barack Obama. His dad wasn't born here. It's the evidence shows he isn't even American. He's a piece of trash, but he is just a smiley-faced Harvard America-hating piece of trash. He's just a puppet of these banks who've looted the world. I swear eternal vigilance and warfare in the info war against all this scum. And all you idiots that work for the government buying all this control freak garbage, you make me sick. JJ in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, that's exactly my point, that the Republican is going to sell us down the river. A lot of people are putting their faith in that particular party, and it's time people wake up. I mean, just look at the McCain-Palin fraud, for example. John McCain saying today that he's going to do everything possible to stop this bill from going through and from progressing.
Trying to keep a Senate seat. He's a lying piece of filth.
Exactly. He's up against great odds out there against J.D. Hayworth in Arizona. Exactly.
Yeah, J.D. Hayworth isn't perfect, but he's a million times better than John McCain.
And these guys will say anything they have to say to stay in power. But John McCain, you look at him, he's been trying to take our supplements away even outside of this bill. And, he's got that new bill they're trying to get through where if you say anything against public policy or against the government, you're considered a subversive and should be detained without...
That's right. That's right. In fact, I forgot that bill number. Cole Watson, what's the Subversive Detainment Act? Pull up the Prison Planet article where it says, for any reason the president wishes, American citizens can be secretly arrested and interrogated by the Pentagon. I mean, that's what I mean, folks. They're openly saying the president can shut down the web. They're openly, I mean, this is real tyranny. This is hot tyranny. This isn't cold, creeping tyranny. This is a criminal takeover by a bunch of smiley-faced bastards that have bankrupted the country, and now they want to steal everything else that's left and feed it into their mouth because the UN and the globalists hate America. The CIA hates America. They're a bunch of criminal terrorist scum.
Exactly, Alex. And even Lindsey Graham has just said recently that the Republican Party platform needs to include the global warming program or they won't be considered politically correct. You know, so they're going to go along with that whole program of...
Of course, they all work for the same establishment. The oil companies are behind the global warming tax. The insurance companies are behind this. It's all ways to get more of your money because they're all owned by the banks. The insurance companies, the oil, it's the banks. It's the banks. They want it all. They're grabbing it all. They're scum. More calls and solutions straight ahead.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about it. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to take some more of your phone calls responding to the looting, the robbery, the unconstitutional criminal takeover that is government care, banker care, insurance company robbery care. But the biggest issue is framing this debate correctly. The neocons have all been lying on talk radio and TV for the last year, saying the insurance companies are good, the big ones, different animal from the small ones, and that they're against this bill. And the fake liberal media perpetuates this hoax in the paradigm, saying that insurance companies are against it. The insurance companies wrote it. Their stock is going up. It makes 30-plus million people buy their overpriced crud. It has the feds setting with comparative care what type of procedure you can get, what type of test you can get. It restricts alternative care. This was written by Big Pharma and the healthcare industry. They have screwed up our care. They've used government tax money to pay for poor people to get Medicare and Medicaid. If you'd have kept your tax money, you'd have got a lot better care investing it. They're getting a big domesticated group of people, and filled with illegal aliens, I should add, to use as a political weapon against the population. Here are some of my ideas on solutions. I'm going to get into these in more detail after some calls. A lot of people are just going to dump their insurance as a protest before all this gets phased in the next year and a half. Because the taxes, the forced insurance comes in the next year and a half. Then the supposed benefits start kicking in through 2018. That way they can probably just never even give the public some of the chicken feed, and they'll probably repeal it by then. This is just a giant tax. And gets the IRS involved in deciding what procedures you get. That's in the bill. I read it last hour. Now signed into law that they will go into and fine you if you spend money on health care that they don't agree with. They will go in and take money out of your health care account that's supposedly tax-free because you invested after-tax money in it. So this is the top insurance companies with the top health companies and big pharma steering and controlling medicine. That's what it does. And I'll go back over that. So a lot of people are going to dump their insurance in protest. Others are saying this is it. They're not going to pay income tax anymore. They're dropping off the grid. That's why they've hired 16 to 20,000 new, they're debating the number, to go out and charge you with all these crimes now if you're caught working off the grid. That's the big bonanza. Tens of millions of people that have to go buy insurance from these companies that wrote the bill. We don't just want the states to sue. We want the states to nullify and pass laws at the state level saying the feds can't operate this within our state. We need the states to rebel and say, we're going to start keeping our education money, our highway funds. You're not going to run our life anymore. This is all unconstitutional. Not just this new outrage, but all of it. It's all bad. And that's where the Republicans have been a bunch of scum. Lindsey Graham, Newt Gingrich, all of them, John McCain, global warming's real, we need this tax. That takes over the industry, lets the federal government selectively enforce unlimited power. Any company they want to fine, fee, or shut down, any business, home inspections, now they're trying to pass that, that's coming up. It's all bad, it's all unconstitutional. The Republicans have got what they like, the Democrats have got what they like, and they all cover for each other. When the Republicans are out of power, they pose as patriots. Then when they get in power, the Democrats pose as patriots. And they leapfrog. Their legs on the same ogre. And they take a step forward, a left foot, a right foot. They punch you with the left, they punch you with the right. Let's start looking at the brain of the New World Order. The private banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Wells Fargo, those are your private shareholders in the Federal Reserve. Those are the criminals that wrote this stinking thing. Warren Buffett out there promoting it. That big, fat, degenerate eugenics, Planned Parenthood, piece of trash. Bill Gates out pushing his vaccines to, quote, cut population. A Freudian slip. These are cold-hearted murderers, criminals, control freaks. Oh, yeah, Obama funding forced abortion in China, Buffett and Gates pushing it. Doubling the amount of abortion funding worldwide, making you pay for abortions in this bill, and telling you Obama's going to sign an executive order? They're already for decades been using federal funds for abortions. It comes into the hospital or clinic, and they take money that they were going to spend on another program. They use the federal money on that, and then take that money and use it on the abortions. It's a shell game. Hey, some of you may love abortion. You may want to get one every few months. You like it. You don't think it's a human. You're dehumanized. You're a fool. You're an idiot. You think it's cute that 51% to 52% of blacks were never born and were killed. You know, you're a black leader that thinks that's real cool because, you know, killing black people is what you do for the brothers because you're down. But you're worried about, you know, somebody called you a name, but, oh, let's kill half the black people. You're all a bunch of eugenic scum. All right, I'm ranting. I said I go to your calls. Attorney Philberg's coming up with the latest on Barry Sitaro, and we've got the color photos of the young Barry Sitaro and his teacher talking about, oh, he was Barry Sitaro. You know, we have his school enrollment forms. That's why all his forms are sealed. His name isn't even Barack Obama. That is admitted. He's admitted his name's Barry Sitaro. He's a fake. But again, it doesn't matter. It's about them training us that we don't get an American citizen as a president. It's about them training us that he can become the head of the UN, totally illegal under the Constitution. I cover it in Fall of the Republic. It's about them training that they can deem and pass. And by the way, I was mistaken. Because they keep changing their legislative thing. They said the Senate was going to fix it Sunday and Monday. And so I thought that they changed it and the bill was secret, the final version. Obama said in the speech today, he signed it, but it's going back to the Senate. That's a form of deem and pass. He signs a bill, they're going to change. I mean, this is just total lawlessness, total evil, total... I'm even blown away. I can't believe it. It's just... They couldn't believe it in Germany. They couldn't believe it in Russia. They couldn't believe it in China. They couldn't believe it in Cuba. They couldn't believe it in Cambodia. People can't believe they're openly saying they're going to shut down free speech on the web. It's happening. They can't believe troops are at checkpoints suddenly. They can't believe there's naked body scanners, and now it's going to be mandatory, and mobile naked body scanner 18-wheeler trailers that they're going to set up and run people through. When you go to concerts, they ask in the video, do you have a recording device? That's the terrorism. This is a science fiction nightmare takeover. Who's up first here? Diane in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi, Alex. Hi. Gosh, at what point do we, you know, say enough is enough? I've raised six kids, and I did whatever I could to raise them for 15 years when my husband and I split up, and I never took a dime of welfare. When this economy dropped and everything, I ended up homeless. I was living in a nice, beautiful home and on a golf course, and my youngest daughter and I ended up homeless. And I wasn't eligible because I was working self-employed. And what happened was they sent me to the welfare, right? So I went to the welfare and I told them I just need a little bit of money help. And they forced me to get onto the Medicaid, right? They forced me to see a psychiatrist, like three times a week to take all kinds of medications. They, made me so sick.
Ma'am, let me stop you. That's what people don't get about Canada and England. They drive you into bankruptcy. They make you go see a shrink who works for them to try to get dirt on you to take your children. And then the government health care you get is horrible.
It made me so sick, and to the point where I was seeing demons. These drugs were, I've never seen demons before or anything, hallucinated.
Well, no, it's admitted that Prozac and all those drugs do make you have hallucinations. So how did this end?
I was like dizzy and I fell down and broke my finger and I said, enough is enough. I cut up my Medicaid cards. I said, I listen to you all the time and I said, I'm just cutting my connections. I don't know how I'm going to make it. And I've been making it, you know, but they sent me a letter and they said, we're not taking you off. You're not allowed to see, you know, that you're like, it's scary.
Are they trying to take your daughter?
No, because she's like a teenager.
Oh, they would have snatched her if she was little. They love to have their way with them. They put the average foster child on 7 psychotropics. More than 2/3 are on it. It's a murder gang. And we need to recognize them for the murdering control freak, gibbering scum, filth they are, who love wrecking society. And here's another thing. Most people that go on unemployment now are being kicked off. So they're just homeless everywhere. And they want to wreck the families because families are where people can live together. And then the illegal aliens are all exempt because they're here to drive down the wages and destroy everyone.
No, so what I'm saying is, I mean, they sent me a letter saying that I have to continue to receive their medical care through the HMO that I have, and I am not allowed to seek another insurance company until
you got to go to the government now, so you don't get a choice. They've got you where they want you. Well, do you have any family that can help you?
I do, but my family's having problems too. We live in Las Vegas, and my one son.
Well, everybody's got to get together. Everybody's got to defend each other and see the government as your enemy and the banks as your enemy. And just God bless you, Diane. It tears my guts out to hear what they've done to you.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
You heard Big Biden say this is a big effing deal to the president. They know what they did. They all had demonic smiles on their faces. They were relishing it. These are hardcore criminals with Bush that stole $28 trillion the last year and a half. And they're taking down countries worldwide. And they killed over a million Iraqis. And they're building factories full of weapons and bombs. And this, they're putting NORTHCOM on the street. going back more than 10 years ago under Head Start and all these programs where they trick even mainstream mothers. Oh, put your child in preschool early. We don't want you having your kid till they're five. Put them in when they're two or three or four, and you get free schooling. You get three CPS visits a year. And I saw a number of over 19% of the time they take your kids. Right up at half the time they open an investigation. So when you go in to get your free health care, they're going to say, oh, you're destitute. Oh, you're in the system. Yeah, go see the psychiatrist. And if you're forced into this, you better keep your mouth shut. Just talk nice about Obama because it's a devilish cult. I just love Obama. I'm part of Obama. And they'll say, money's yours. Oh, cash. You're an illegal alien. Cash. Just, it's all yours. Take it. We hate America. But if you go in there and say, I don't want to be on this. I did good. I don't like welfare. They're going to be like, CPS, take their kids right now. Get them in a rape room right now. God, get this person's kid right now. Oh, I hate America. I mean, these are just blobs of hate and evil that hate the American people and hate anything good. They are trash. They are filth. I'm not kidding. I know who these people are. Ugh. All right, I'm going to get into solutions to fight these scum. But seeing their enjoyment just enrages me. They love everything evil. They love everything disgusting. They're just filth. And you're like, oh, it's not that bad. Look at history. I'm a history buff. I know, okay? I know what's happening to my family. And I'm red-blooded and a fighter, and I'm angry. And you better get angry. I'm so glad I'm in the info war. I'm so glad I've been waging war on them for 14 years. I'm glad all of you are out there. This would have been a lot worse. These bastards are behind schedule. We're going to keep them more behind schedule. We're going to fight for every inch of ground. The Republican Party leadership are scum and are going to try to go along with this greenhouse gas tax stuff. And when you lose your stinking job and are there with the CPS trying to take your kids on welfare, you remember I warned you, all of you out there. Okay, let's go to Tom in Texas. Tom, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. I think I have the seed of a solution here. I'm a delegate to the Republican state convention in Dallas at the Dallas Convention Center on June 11th and 12th.
We need aggressive groups screaming and yelling, traitor at the Republican leadership in every state and saying, look, no more games, scum! We know you're scum!
Well, if you let me finish.
Go ahead.
We have representatives from every county in Texas. And we voted on resolutions that we want to hold all the Republicans to that are elected to state office. And let me run down the list real quick. There's only six of them. First one is Texas sovereignty. We want a tough great white whale law for that. We want private property rights. We want limited government spending, firearms ownership, life. They must come clean in public on their stance on these. And we want term limits for all state elected officials, period. And we are bringing that to the floor June 11th and 12th. Harry better not think that he's on a cakewalk to the governorship.
Well, let me just add this, Tom. And, you know, I'm interrupting because I'm enraged right now, and I can tell you're angry. We need to add in there that the state representatives are going to aggressively, and that means under the Constitution, militarily, that means physically, keep the feds out and reverse all this unconstitutional land grabs, road grabs, child grabs, Head Start, the health care bill, the global carbon taxes. None of it. No more of our tax money goes to the bankers. None of it. They've gone too far.
That's what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. First is Texas state sovereignty. Then we vote and say when life begins and when life ends in this state, not the federal government. We don't send any more tax money to them if we don't want to pay for their unfunded mandates. We keep it here.
And now you've got standing in this because the feds are saying you got to pay for abortions.
Make me. I dare you. Make me.
Well, that's another good point, Tom. How many pro-lifers is this going to be the last straw for? How many millions are not going to pay taxes now because they're not going to pay to suck babies' brains out?
We're inside now.
We're inside. We're going to be in there on the floor voting on these. People like me.
Stay there, Tom. We're going to be able to finish up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals?
But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours?
A New World Order?
No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a New World Order.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
The whole concept of New World Order is something else. It really says that the state is God.
You take the roots of that organization and you find out that they created in all of the British dependencies what they call round table groups. Then around those little round table groups, they created front groups.
We're getting to two levels of government here. One level of government where we have checks and balances, and a higher level of COG government where the constitutional authorities are not allowed to go.
Back then, it wasn't politically wise to be aligned with what his party's right wing considered a shadow world government.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
This is the third leg of the New World Order.
That's why it's important. The people running this country are determined to destroy it.
Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined. Pre-order it on DVD now. It ships out on or before April 15th. Those that order now will get it first. Infowars.com, and you put money into our treasury to run the radio show, the news websites, all the guests, the congressional and state candidates we support here. This is a platform, a fire base, and resistance against the enemy. And make no mistake, you've got to realize that this isn't rhetoric when we talk about the type of criminals running our government. Stalin killed 40 million. Mao killed over 60 million. Hitler, tens of millions. Governments are run by abusive scum when they go bad. And they normally go bad. Look what Thomas Jefferson warns you about. But the idea of liberty and freedom and humans running their own lives, rugged individualism, is the truth. And no army can stop an idea whose time has come. The people are waking up, they are angry, and the globalists are ramming all this through, even though it's unpopular. Now, I'm going to go back to your calls and then into solutions. But I want to say this right now. It's okay to get a Republican Party platform. Texas has one that I could write. They ignore the platform, but it's good to make it even more hardcore. We need to run people for state houses and demand that, and when I say militarily block it, I mean if they ever march troops into states trying to make people buy private insurance, we need the sheriffs to escort them out. We need to start standing up against this out of control. What is NORTHCOM set up? What is the John Warner Defense Authorization Act set up? What does it do? What are all these bills they've got? Just get Watson on the phone on air right now. I want to just get Watson on because I can't remember the name of it, and I can just get him on air and ask him. I covered it two weeks ago, and there's just so much of this evil, I can't even. Extremist Radicalization Act, it says the Pentagon will arrest citizens with no cause for any reason the president or Pentagon wishes and, quote, imprison you or jail you. And then a caller mentioned it 2 hours ago. I can't even keep track of this myself. I mean, it is a deluge. It is a deluge of absolute, total, and absolute complete tyranny. Now, going back to Tom briefly. Tom, I mean, you know, the Republicans in Texas have had great platforms before that the citizens get passed in the party. But the party always does the opposite. So I'm not saying your plan isn't good, but, I mean, how do you make them carry it out?
Hey, here it is. Be it resolved that the Republican Party of Texas adopt a rule that adds to the content of the application for a place on the ballot the requirement that the candidate signs the following pledge. I solemnly swear or affirm on my honor to support or do no harm to Texas state sovereignty. And the other ones that I mentioned, they're all the same, worded the same, with the understanding that Texas will retain its sovereignty, freedom, and independence, and every power, jurisdiction, and right which is not expressly delegated to the federal government by the U.S. Constitution and oppose mandates beyond the scope of federal authority. If you want to be on the ballot in Texas, you got to sign this. And that's what we're working for.
God bless you, Tom. Good job. How do people help you? How do people help you, Tom? All right, he hung up. I can hear him in the background. Okay, look. This is illegal. This is un-American. We have a right to say no to this. I want to go to Watson, though, because for an hour I've been trying to remember the exact headline. And this is a problem we get into. Here it is. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. And it's the Enemy Belligerence Act. And it says Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010. And it says for any intelligence purpose or any purpose directed by the president, you can be held, tortured, you name it. This is John McCain and Joe Lieberman. I got Watson on the line, though. I was going to ask him the name of it, but the guys did find it. Watson, over in England under government socialized health care, what is it like for you to see them celebrating this evil?
Well, it's amazing, Alex, because in England we've got socialized health care whereby, for a lot of it, you have to pay. You end up paying for it anyway, for medicines and pills and prescriptions. You have to pay for it anyway.
Yeah, let's explain. They take a bunch of tax money. They take a bunch of tax money that would pay for health care, and then they tax you again. People don't understand. That's in this bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they take They take it out of the income tax to fund the NHS, National Health Service, and then half the time when you get treatment, you have to pay for the treatment anyway. And as you've mentioned, there are horror stories routinely about people waiting years for vital operations, people getting the wrong leg amputated. I mean, the NHS is notoriously terrible, and the hospitals are filthy, they're full of bacteria and viruses. And anybody who...
You will die on a gurney for up to 3 weeks till you die without water. That's in the news every day.
And anybody who's got any sense or any money goes private. So to not even have the option for it to be completely illegal and for you to be a criminal and a tax cheat if you want private health care, if you don't pay for government-run health care, is astounding.
And let's be clear. You get to keep your private insurance, but the government runs what you can get and then taxes you and your savings accounts if you get any test or any alternative care or even mainline care that they don't agree with. That's what the insurance companies love. This lets them give us crap care.
Yeah, and then if you try to defy it, because the IRS has been tasked to monitor and scrutinize what people write on their income tax returns, and if you don't please them as to conforming to Obamacare, then the fines for an individual are $750 a month every month, and that's $2,250 a month for each household.
And by the way, that's only one part of it. You have a giant article boiling all this down that just went up that needs to go out viral. Obamacare taxing the American people into oblivion. It says the IRS will watch your medical records, so they're now into the hospitals, and that if you get anything you weren't supposed to get that the government says, even on your own plan, that you're supposed to get, that they're going to then tax you with penalties on that.
Yeah, it's these taxes within taxes. And the fact is, if you don't comply with it, they've got IRS agents that recently received fresh shipments of compaction shotguns and combat training. They're going to descend on you and your family.
And they say that. They say they're going to garnish your wages, take your... Oh, my God. My God, this is insane, Paul. And all these people that have held on, blue-collar workers that don't want to be in a government welfare house, this forces you to now still work, but then go get your health care from them and have the CPS have their way. You will now have to be around big, disgusting, fat pedophiles. And that's who they are. Disgusting, criminal scum.
And it's a feeding frenzy. Now they've got the momentum, or they claim they've got the momentum. You've got Kerry and others saying that they're going to push ahead with the cap and tax. So not only will you have, it's in the article according to the Journal of Accountancy and Bloomberg News, $409 billion in additional taxes by 2019, 9 years from now, and that's just for starters. Now they're going to come in with the cap and tax as well and tax you on your consumption and living standards.
Yeah, let me show people, let me show them some articles. This is out of AP, AFP. After health, Obama zeroes in on climate. Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo, Kerry exploits Obamacare passage to propose carbon tax. And then this is how dumb they think the public is. The sea level will rise, we'll all die, we don't pay all these taxes. Now they're reporting flowers losing scent due to climate change, and they say roses may never have the smell again because it's too hot. What? I mean, that's like, it's like two-year-old level lies. I'm sorry, Watson, go ahead.
This is how they treat the public. There were commercials put out by the government in Britain which showed cartoon bunny rabbits and cats and dogs drowning because of the rising sea levels, which aren't rising. Going to flood England and Britain and everybody and all the children's little pets, everybody's going to drown. Just blatantly bellicose, fear-mongering propaganda, and they had to withdraw those ads because they were just ridiculous.
But now the flowers won't smell good. It actually says that.
The British Met Office, which is behind a lot of this, tied in with the IPCC, can't even predict the weather a couple of weeks ahead. last year they said Britain was going to have a barbecue summer. Turned out to be one of the wettest on record.
Well, this is like saying if you don't pay carbon taxes, coffee won't smell like coffee anymore.
Well, yeah, and then they said we're going to have a mild winter, you know, coldest winter in 30 years. They can't predict the weather weeks ahead, and yet we are expected to trust them with climate models 50 and 100 years into the future.
Good job, Watson. I appreciate your call. And you're right. This is even worse than what England did. It's not even just some free health care that's cruddy for people. It's a total takeover, and all the slaves are going to find this out, but it's phased in. Thank you, Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
There is a key boil down at prisonplanet.com that I have here in my hand. This needs to go viral. This needs to be emailed out to everyone you know. In one spot, it gives you a boil down of what's happening. Obamacare, taxing the American people into oblivion. Excise tax on uninsured individuals. Excise tax on high-cost employer plans. Increase in additional tax on disasters. Distributions from health savings account of 20%. Additional hospital insurance tax on high-income taxpayers. Fees on all health plans. Tax on indoor training services, tanning services. Tax on individuals without acceptable health care coverage. Excise tax on elective cosmetic medical procedures. The Relocation Reconciliation Act legislates from the following surcharges. Taxes on employers. Taxes on pharmaceutical companies. Taxes on medical device manufacturers. IRS armed coming after you. I just can't even believe this. It's just these people. All right. I said I'm going to get to some solutions, then more of your phone calls. I know you're holding patiently. I'm going to try to be calm. You don't just have the states sue and let the federal courts rule on it. You have the states pass laws and go back on all the unconstitutional where the feds say, if you want your highway funds, you must give 8,000 miles of Texas roads to Centra of Spain to put toll roads on it. Illegal. No, we're keeping our education funds. No, we're keeping our environment funds. We're keeping all of it. It's over, scum. We're not letting you do this health care plan. We're declaring sovereignty. You sue the insurance companies, the big ones that are on record writing this, because it's racketeering how they went in and lobbied the government to write laws that no member of Congress read in its entirety that make you buy something from them. It's a violation of the Commerce Clause. They claim it's under the Commerce Clause. You educate people. You stay angry. They think you'll forget about this and let them phase it in slow. You run for political office. A lot of people aren't going to pay their income tax now because they're not going to pay for abortions. And it does pay for abortions. That's on record. You continue to educate the public. You never drop this issue. You go into the state conventions of both your parties. You go against all incumbents that voted for this. You donate against them. You campaign against them. You start blogs against your local state representatives or federal, and you start investigating them and digging, and you expose corruption. I mean, you don't play games with these criminals anymore, folks. You have got to get aggressive, and you've got to realize the Republican Party leadership, Graham and the Gingrich, who's out of power, and Senator McCain have all been for this, for the global carbon taxes. Now McCain says he's against it. It's a manipulation. You take the editorials written by Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich, where they admitted it was a giant robbery for insurance companies, and most importantly, you make it all about the insurance companies and a corporate bailout, a robbery, not free health care. It isn't free health care. They're going to put lots of people on welfare on TV and illegal aliens marching and say, look how great it is. Everyone loves it. Everybody likes it. And they're going to propagandize you. In fact, that's in the news. They're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars in the next 10 years. They're talking about spending $20 billion in the next 3 years into the election with TV ads paid for with taxpayer money. That's got to be blocked in court. Because now it's federal law, they can say it's informational videos and ads. They want $10 billion additional dollars to fund the IRS enforcement of this. You better pressure Congress to hamstring the legislation that way. It's a propaganda war now. We've got the truth. They've got the lies. They've got the money. We got the truth. You've got to support alternative media and people that tell the truth. You've got to defend the Internet from the cybersecurity takeover bill, pass the House now in the Senate, from the global carbon tax takeover. You have got to get aggressive and then just stop complying. Stop complying with government inspectors. Stop complying with animal ID, premises ID. It's not even law. They just force it through. Stop filling out government forms. Don't fill out the census. Call the police over and over again on employers that hire illegal aliens. Sue them yourself for unfair trade practices and doing something illegal. If you've got a similar business that's unfair trade practices that they're doing that, get aggressive. Overthrow the amnesty laws in the 800-plus sanctuary cities. Because the key to this is the illegal aliens. They're bringing them in to muscle the American people. And I'm so angry I can barely even continue. Good thing Bill Berg's coming up. I'm going to come back and go to some more of your phone calls. In the first and second, last segment of this hour, first segment of the next hour. And we got Phil Berg coming up. We'll take calls during that as well. I mean, going into bondage, really going into slavery, really seeing the tyranny succeed, doesn't shake me to my core. It absolutely enrages me fundamentally.
Here's three promises from OVLG on how you can become debt-free. Promise number one, OVLG will stop creditor and collection agency abuse. Promise number two, OVLG will refund fees collected if we fail to deliver savings. Promise number three, OVLG will not shoehorn you into a cookie-cutter debt-free plan. Who is OVLG? OVLG is Oakview Law Group, a law firm that can lower your monthly payments, reduce interest rates, eliminate collection calls, waive late fees, help you avoid bankruptcy, and become debt-free. Call OVLG. OVLG today, 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group will enforce provisions of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and bankruptcy laws at a reasonable and fair cost. And remember, if we fail to deliver the savings, we will refund the fees we have collected. Promises you can depend on are yours at OVLG.com. That's OVLG.com or call toll-free 800-871-OVLG. 800-871-OVLG. Oakview Law Group, a BBB A-rated business where clients come first.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The healing revolution is here. Naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines. Over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Now you can fall asleep naturally with King Bio's Sleep Aid. And when you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited. So order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. Kingbio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We know how this ends. We know where this tyranny is going. And it's time for everybody in the government to to admit it's too big, it's out of control, they're making us all dependent to the banks. It's time for this nation to repent. When I talk about solutions, that's the number one solution, is to repent. All of us, that we haven't been enough involved, that we haven't been educated enough about what's really happening, that we haven't been out there opposing this. We have to repent. And we have to have faith that if we stand up and do the right thing, we can stop all this. Again, all the polls show this is unpopular, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, but the system is doing it. They are criminals. We have to hate them. The leadership of the government, we have to start despising them. We have to start not trusting them. We have to start taking action against them peacefully and lawfully. Funkmaster 5 from Texas, go ahead.
I think that a good solution would be to be prepared to bring up a ballot resolution if the state effort doesn't go through, just banning the federal reach-in here into Texas, which would be...
Well, there's already a bunch of states moving to do that, so yes, but we need it to be strong and bold, and we need millions of people to hit the street. We need everybody to get aggressive.
Definitely, you know, and in Texas, I can see that happening. I can see people in Texas getting started, getting up and really going there and being, making their voices heard. And then I think other states will see that happen, and then we'll see a domino effect.
Anything else?
That's it. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Nolan in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes.
I just wanted to speak to the Anglo-American divide and conquer method. I think we need to transform the use of the word racism into ethnicism. We are one race, the human race, and using the word racism plays right into the mouthpieces of...
yeah, that's what this divide and conquer is they get more people on the government dole to then be their minions to divide people again.
Yep. And earlier you used the analogy of the brain, and, you know, the battle was really at the mouth, and that's right where you are, so you're doing a great job.
Appreciate the call, Nolan. Let's talk to Ray in Ohio.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Man, I am so angry that...
I got three things for you. Don't get mad. Get even. Peacefully, if possible, and if and when possible. The power of love overcomes the love of power. Stop acting angry. You will not reach the people for good. And my lastly, okay, John Boehner for president. That's... Secondly, and lastly, Mike and the Mechanics, listen to Silent Running, and Huey Lewis, The Power of Love.
All right, Ray. You know what? Getting angry can get a lot done. Our founding fathers got angry. You know, we're told to be passive, to not get upset. We need to get upset. We need to get mad. I agree with Network, Movie Network. All I know is first you've got to get mad. You want to say I'm a human being. My life has value. Steve in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First, I would like to thank you. You are the voice of liberty for this country. I would then also like to say that I'm concerned. There's so much talk on the forums about anti-Jews and Jews are the enemy and that the Zionists created everything that's happening right now. And I just wanted to speak out to the listeners and tell them that you can't condemn a people for the actions of a few. I'm a middle-class American, and I also happen to be a Jew. I also happen to be on the right side of this battle. Aim your anger where it belongs. The enemy is exposed. Don't get sidetracked with hate and bigotry. Focus that anger.
Steve, let me comment on that because we're going to break, but let me say this. The federal government has been caught creating white supremacist groups and pushing this because they want politically it all to be about Jews, so the average American won't become anti-New World Order because they're afraid to because the Jew label's been put on it. Israel needs to be criticized as well as other nations, but not just hating Jews. I agree with you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.